Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. This half hour is presented by Emerald Coast Coins, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
Good morning, Northwest Florida. If you are just tuning in, you're listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr, and I'm hanging out in studio today with Stephanie Dotson from Emerald Coast Coins. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. I'm really excited to. This is a learning process all around. So I'm excited to learn what you have for us, not just this week, but in the weeks to come.
Yes.
And so why don't you give us a little bit of history, maybe for those who are just tuning in for the first time, maybe in their car wondering, you know, I have this, like, my kid loves to collect coins. People give him coins, my grandparents, relatives. He has like a little treasure box full. So maybe people who are wondering, hey, how can I cash in some extra money or have this laying around? Why don't you tell us a little bit of the history of Emerald Coast?
So I'm laughing at the treasure box part just because I made a little treasure box for one of our little NAS people who came in the other day. He was like,
that.
I want a treasure box. I'm like, I got you, dude. I got you. So I started off with that. So that made me giggle.
I love you. No, my son is, he is a habitual treasure collector.
Yes.
That's what I'll call him, a treasure collector.
Yes, a treasure collector. And your treasures can be anything from wheat pennies to everybody's all into silver right now. So quarters, dimes, and half dollars. 1964 and earlier is silver. So people like to collect that right now. Silver is in. If anybody's been paying attention to the news right now, Reddit has been having a lot of fun with GameStop and silver. So
that's now it's time to jump on that train.
That's been the fun thing lately, and it's been hard to keep
Maybe
it in.
Maybe not GameStop, but silver.
Silver for sure. GameStop's kind of crazy, but silver's kind of crazy too. Like I said, it's been super difficult to keep it in, but you know, that's what we do. We have all kinds of stuff like that in our store. We've been around for 18 going on 19 years, because that's how old my youngest son is. So
I love that.
So
he's grown up in the business.
He has, and he loves it. He used to sit outside my store when he was really little and go, money for sale.
Oh, my heart.
I know.
That is precious. And now he's probably like, Mom, stop sharing
he's
that
like,
story.
Mom. No, he's like, Mom, can I have $5?
It's our job, though, to embarrass them and withhold money.
Exactly. Have you done your chores?
Exactly.
Did you take out the trash?
But I love that he's grown up in the business. And has he been able to obtain that knowledge that you guys have?
He does. Yes, he knows to check his change for silver. He knows to check his change for the cool quarters that they started putting out in 2019. They had special little quarters that have a W mint mark on them instead of a P for Philadelphia or a D for Denver. They have a W for West Point. We don't purchase them in our store, but they're still neat to hold on to because I think they'll have a good value someday. Right now they do sell on eBay for like 10 or 15 bucks, but they're neat because they only made about $2 million for each quarter across the whole United States.
That's
and they did
so
them
cool.
2019 and 2020, and they're amazing. And I found one yesterday, and it made me so happy.
Look at you, a treasure hunter finds the treasure right there. So it's good to maybe empty out your pockets, or that I have like a mason jar filled with coins that they just spill over. So
they
I guess it's good to check them
every once in a while. I have my husband and both my boys. I make them check their change all the time. It's ingrained in their brain to check your change for silver and W mint quarters.
Awesome. So that's 2019 and 2020.
Correct. And I don't know if they're doing them this year. I just don't know because everything
know
got kind of
happening
quirky.
This year.
It's whatever. 2021. Drink a glass of wine and just go with it.
Look at your money, drink a glass of wine.
Just go with it.
Count your money and drink. I don't know. Don't take expert advice on that, but it sounds like a really fun time,
It does.
And hey, you know what? If you have questions for Stephanie and you want to know, maybe there's something that you've been holding on to for a while, you just have that little, I used to have a coin purse that something that just looked a little different. I think it's somewhere in one of my memory boxes that, yes, I have. Maybe if you have something like that and you just kind of want to know, but you don't want to go to the store right now. You're doing social distance, although I know you guys are taking those precautions. Yes. You can call us even today or text us and ask those questions.
Exactly.
The number is 437-1620. Super easy, 437-1620. Feel free to call or text in and ask Stephanie. Or even if you want to send us a picture, she'll see it too.
Yeah, I will. I'll totally see it.
And we would love to help you guys out with that. Okay. Oh, look, yes, we have Catherine already. Listen, Catherine asks, are you still buying wheat pennies?
I always buy wheat pennies. I have not literally a bajillion, but we have a whole bunch of wheat pennies in our store right now. Typically pay about 2 cents a piece for them. You know, we have, like I just said, a whole bunch of them, but I'm always buying wheat pennies. So feel free to bring them in. We have a nice, huge coin counter machine that we just toss them in and count them up. So yes, we're always buying wheat pennies.
Thank you, Catherine, so much. And thank you for always being so faithful to us. I love it. And I have a question. Maybe, yeah, for those who don't know, maybe you're just tuning in, maybe you're trying to learn a little bit more. Can you explain a little bit further what a wheat penny is?
Yes. Thank you for asking. So a wheat penny will be a penny that is from 1909 to 1958. And they will have the wheat stalks on the back of them. So that's awesome.
Yes.
Those are so awesome. Now, in those wheat pennies, they will have, there's a handful of special dates in there. 1909s have potential to be better. 1931S is a better date, and a 1914D is a better date. And there's a couple of more in there I always kind of get mixed up, but that's why you can message us on Facebook at Emerald Coast Coins. I always will answer there. Maybe not directly right away, because we have been super crazy busy lately, but I try to respond as quickly as possible. Always call us, you know, and we have email, eccpensacola@gmail.com. You know, you can email us too.
ecc@gmail.com. That's super.
ecc.pensacola@gmail.com. Yeah.
Okay. ecc.pensacola@gmail.com. Super easy right, yeah, there. And you know what? I love that. So you said 1909 to 1958.
Eight. Yep.
Look for those wheat pennies, little wheat stalks, yes, on the back. Because, you know, a lot of people, and I'm guilty of this, okay, when I'm running short on change, but I'm like, okay, I want to keep my bank account at this. And I have a rather large jar that I fill up.
Same.
And so I have gone and just dumped them into one of those coin counting machines. I don't even remember what they're called, but gone, and they like flush through, count your coins, and mm-hmm, convert it to regular money, like,
yes, dollars.
So, and you can go to the front desk and they cash out and hand you, maybe, I think one time actually it was pretty awesome and I was excited because it was like I had saved all this up for something for me.
Yes.
You know, I just, every time I got change at the store or after buying coffee, I put it in there, and so I had like $78, and
nice,
so it was pretty awesome. I know, but I don't have it anymore, so don't come and try to rob me. But, you know, instead of doing that, now I'm, like, convicted. Like, why'd I do that? I could have had something good in there. Maybe before you run off and sort through that change or convert it into money, look through it.
Yeah, check it out.
See what you have, because you never know if you have a hidden treasure.
Always. And I would also say, definitely call us and ask us questions. Don't go straight to Google and search these coins, because when you Google stuff, you're going to see crazy numbers out there that are not real.
Okay.
Like they'll say, oh, 1958 pennies worth like $10,000. And that's, oof, just super fictitious.
Yeah, if only so that were true.
I,
right,
wish, because
we'd all
run
into the bank with our pennies.
Have rolls full and I'll sell them to you for a lot cheaper.
Right. Exactly.
We can both make money.
So now when people come into the store, you guys have coins that you can purchase.
Yes.
What else do you guys have?
So not only do we have coins, so we have like the coins that people are buying, like silver bullion and gold bullion, which is a big hot item right now that you can purchase, and collectible coins, which you can go old school Morgan dollars and Peace dollars, like cowboy money is what I call it.
Ooh.
From like Tombstone, the movie Tombstone, which is one of my favorites.
That's awesome.
We have cool stuff, like right now we have meteorites.
Dude, really?
Right? I know. So, and those are amazing. And one of my favorite customers wrote the whole little like story about the meteorites, and he just does so, he's so amazing. He does so much work for us, and like, just because he's so amazing. And
That is too cool.
This whole little story in ancient coins and my favorite ancient coin ever.
So he had a meteorite just lying around. He found it.
No, so the meteorite we purchased from a dealer, and he made and he wrote up the little history on the meteorite for us because he loves history, and he just is amazing. And he's fixing to move away.
Oh,
but
no.
That's fine. I know it's sad.
Okay,
but
so
he's
somebody
happy.
Else needs to step up to that plate. And
I don't know if
shoes.
Anybody's going to be able to fill his shoes.
Oh, see, that is a high compliment, my friend, if you are listening.
Alex.
Alex?
Yes.
So, Alex, that is a high compliment. You know your stuff, and they appreciate that.
Yes.
You know what? That's a really cool gift to give, too.
Yes.
We're coming up on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
I keep skipping over Super Bowl. I haven't even really given it. So we don't give gifts that day. So I'm more worried about the gift.
That's true.
I like to give gifts. That's why.
That's
something unique, too. I was sharing the other day that somebody bought me a star one year for Valentine's Day or Christmas. And it was just, I always see it in my memory box. I don't have it up anymore. But something like a meteorite. Are you kidding me? How cute would that be?
That would be an amazing
gift.
And
I'm sure there's a really cool pun to go with it as well.
I'm sure we can think of one.
We'll think about it. I love it. Or if you have one, text us or call us, 437-1620. We love to come up with some good gift-giving ideas for Valentine's Day. Or if you're looking to maybe, it would be so cute if they put like their proposal on top of the meteorite.
Hello.
I mean, step up your game, people.
That could nail on the head right there.
I'm telling you go to Emerald Coast Coins.
See?
Or email them, eccpensacola@gmail.com. Ask them if they have anything in store right now, and you guys do.
And you get to see dogs when you go up in there.
Do you really?
Yes, because Dad always has his, Sophie's there most of the time right now. Sugar, every once in a while, is up there. And Duncan gets to come every once in a while, which is their German Shepherd.
Oh, my favorite.
Yes, long-haired Shepherd, and he is best.
I love that. Not to go up off topic too much,
no.
But my husband has been begging for a German Shepherd.
Oh.
He's really, that's what his heart is set on.
You guys should come meet him one of these days.
I would love that. In fact, the other thing is too, so we have family, my husband's family is partly from the Philippines too. Mm-hmm. So do you guys have any cool coins like that from around the world?
Yes, so we do. We have all different kinds of coins from all around the world. My brother is the expert in that stuff.
Cool.
Basically because we forced him into it.
You have no choice.
He really didn't. He's a sponge, and he just gets all this knowledge in his brain and it stays there, so that's why we did it.
I love that.
Yes.
You know what? He had a gift. He just didn't, you just pushed him into
that's
it.
That's it. This is the same way I forced him into fostering his cat.
There you go.
And now it's his. So yes, we have coins from all over the world, and you can come in and look at all that cool stuff too.
That is awesome. So if you have maybe those, the funny thing is, family one time, I remember, sent like Canadian coins as just a little gift. It was so sweet too, because kids love that stuff.
Yes.
And maybe you have a little one too, and you're thinking outside of the candy because you don't want to pay for another visit to the dentist. Let's not give them any more candy, or you're just sick of watching them, with tummy aches. Give them something a little different this year.
It's fun when they're learning in their history classes too, as they're getting older, because then they can take, they can show their classes like, look, this is what I have from, this country, or, this is what my dad brought me, or whatever.
Right.
This is what I got from wherever. So this is what it looked like back in those days.
Now, my other question is, actually, hey, we have a caller coming in.
Yay.
Which I absolutely am excited. So make sure you guys are calling in, texting us, 437-1620. But we have Michael in Pensacola. Good morning, Michael.
Hey, good morning, ladies. I appreciate you taking the call. If I buy gold from you, I've never purchased gold before.
Mm-hmm.
Do you sell it at the current market rate at that day, or is there a fee as well on top of that, or how does that work?
So when you purchase gold, we base our prices off the current market rate when you walk in the door. There's always going to be a premium over that, because when I purchase gold from my supplier, I have to pay a premium as well. So premiums.
How much is a premium?
I wouldn't know the premiums today because I'm not there right now. I'm here. But you can definitely call the store and check the phone number. I will tell you, or you can go to my Facebook page, but I will say it before we get off the air today.
Awesome. Does that answer your question,
Michael? Percentage?
Yeah, it's a percentage. Well, it's just a straight percentage. I just don't know what the percentage is right now because I'm not at work.
Okay.
Well, how about an average? What would you say? I mean,
average
is it
percentage,
1%, 10%?
No, yeah, average percentage.
I mean, I'm not going to hold you.
Yeah, average percentage lately has been between 7 and 8% over spot for a 1 ounce. And the smaller you go, the higher the percentage.
And the higher you go, the lower the percentage?
Yeah, the bigger the coin, the smaller the percentage. The smaller ones are easier to get, so that's why they cost more.
You sell like gold bars and things
usually it's the coins. We get the bars in every once in a while.
Okay. All right. Hey, thanks for your time. I appreciate you.
No problem. Have a good day.
Bye now.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Michael, so much for calling. We appreciate those calls. We appreciate those conversations because people have questions.
Yeah.
And like you just said to Michael, it fluctuates.
Yes, constantly.
Does it fluctuate throughout the day?
So, yes, gold and silver prices do fluctuate throughout the day. And they like by the second sometimes. Like this morning, I know I was able to look this morning. They definitely dropped from yesterday. So I don't know what it's going to do tomorrow or what it's going to do the rest of the day.
It's a limbo game. You don't know.
It is. And when the market gets a little volatile like it is right now, premiums tend to change, which is why our little premiums are kind of high right now. And I'm like I said, I'm not too sure where they are.
Right.
To me, they're high.
But higher. But it could change.
But it could change.
Throughout the day or tomorrow.
Definitely.
So don't get discouraged.
We got updates on Saturday for some of our stuff. Like when we're getting updates and our supplier is closed on Saturdays. And he's like, here you go. This is where we're at.
So kind.
Yay.
That's encouraging to know that somebody is helping you behind the scenes, even when they could just be chilling.
This is where we're at. Yep. Like keep up with what's going on. So, we sold out Monday when stuff was going crazy before 10 o'clock.
That is incredible. It was a little after 10 now.
Yeah. So that's where we were Monday. And then we luckily got resupplied by 11 because somebody came in and sold us some stuff. And then it's just been like that all week long.
That is awesome. And so it's important to kind of keep up too on, you said you had a Facebook. So
yes.
It's important to keep up on Facebook. Do you guys regularly update it?
I mostly update on Facebook. Openings and closings, if I get special coins in. So I like silver, I like the silver and gold that you do for hedging or like people like to do, but I like the collector stuff.
Right.
Wolverine, Mickey Mouse.
Cute.
Star Wars for sure.
Now, where are those coming from? Are those on pennies? What are those on?
So these are on silver.
Okay.
So like I like this and they cost a lot more than regular silver stuff like people are wanting to buy right now, silver and gold. And you can get it in gold, but that's super expensive, so I don't talk about those. Silver is my thing because I can afford it.
Right. Right.
So
it's in
like
your price range.
Yes, totally in my price range. And my husband won't kill me.
let's keep them happy. We don't need any blood on our hands.
No. So yes, like I like the collectible stuff. I am a huge Star Wars fan. I'm a huge Disney fan. So those are the things I will definitely post. And I have people that will come in and be like, oh my gosh, I saw that Wolverine was in and I need him in my life. So that's the kind of things I definitely try to post on Facebook. Or if, like I said, if the store is going to be open or closed, I try to post that on there.
Right. That's important to remember. Hey, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Yay.
I'm Jenna, and we're hanging out with Stephanie from Emerald Coast Coins. We're chatting everything from, what the value is and how it fluctuates each day with silver and gold and how you just keep up with it. Don't get discouraged if it's low one day or 1 hour because it might go up another day. So maybe hold on to it unless you're feeling like you really need to let go of it.
Exactly.
But maybe hold on to it a little bit. Clutch it. Sometimes, what is that phrase? It's burning a hole in your pocket.
Yes.
Just calm down. Get a fire extinguisher.
Yes.
And just wait a minute. But also, if you're looking for a really cool collector coin, it's good to maybe take a look. Is it the Thursday before? No, we have one more Thursday in the month before it's Valentine's Day, but it's going to run out quick. And like you said, you guys have been super busy. So are you guys open? You're open on Saturdays, not on Sundays?
Correct. Saturdays were open 9 until 3. The weekdays were open 9 until 5. So definitely get in. We do not take credit card on that bullion stuff. So make sure you have cash, preferably.
Okay. So what is the difference between with the bullion? Why? What is that?
Our profit margins. So like he was asking me about like a percentage over for the gold or silver, like what our percentages was. So it might, like I said, 7 to 8%.
Yes.
So I charge that, but my percentage rate is super small on that. So I might make like $5 or $10 on that piece of gold.
Right.
That's not a lot.
No.
So, and that credit card fee will eat it all up.
That's true. It's something to think about too, especially when you are visiting a small business in town and you want to support them, which I fully encourage.
Exactly.
That I, even just the other day, I was raising money with my kids' school and it asked, do you want to cover the credit card fee? Because, I mean, it's easy to use the credit card. You get money back. You get all these points. You get all these things. So I'm not discouraging.
Exactly.
You know, I know some people are against it, but I'm not discouraging you. You do what you need to do. But just remember to take in consideration that the small businesses pay those fees.
Exactly, exactly, exactly. My
point. So it doesn't hurt. Swing by the ATM, grab some cash, and then go in and visit. And like you said, you have hours 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, 9 to 3. That's a really cute place to go on a Saturday morning with your kids.
Yes.
Do you guys see a lot of kids coming
Lots
in on the weekends?
Lots of kids. We've watched some kids grow up in our store, so it's amazing and super adorable.
That's the part of living in a smaller town. We're definitely not anywhere close to other smaller towns in Florida and across lower Alabama, but living in a smaller town, you get to see people grow up over time.
Yes. So my mom just texted me and said the meteorites, you can give it for Valentine's also known as a shooting star. So you are my shooting star.
Oh, okay. Mom, that was so good. You are my shooting star. And that's so perfect. I mean, you don't really even need a card, people. So
hello.
It's a win-win situation. You get a meteorite, something unique, and you just, I mean, just have something. I love the little burlap notes.
Yes.
Even just a brown card stock.
Yes, that would be so
perfect. Something like that. And then they have it to put on their desk.
Yes.
To put on their shelf the rest of the, or maybe you have a kid in college.
Yes. See?
Encouragement. We all need it in life.
Yes.
Or maybe you have a kid who likes Star Wars. My kid has a huge Star Wars collection.
I mean, I have like 4 Star Wars tattoos, so.
You and my oldest would get along. And so I just love that you guys have a whole variety. You're not just like, okay, tunnel vision, this is what we focus on. You add fun to the mix.
Yeah. Oh, I could probably come up with stories for most of the coins in the store. Like I wasn't like that when I first started. When I first started, I just wanted a job that wasn't what I was doing prior. So
right. And that's a part of life. You grow into it, you blossom. But the other thing is, I wanted to ask you, do y'all clean coins? Do you do
No, we do not.
Do you discourage cleaning?
I discourage cleaning heavily, because you could take a coin that's worth like $800,000 and knock it down to like maybe like a $200 coin.
Oh.
Don't clean a coin ever. Like,
oh,
bring
boy.
It into me the way it is.
Ask first.
Ask first. Never clean a coin.
Okay. If you have that extra need for clean,
yes.
Which I tend to want to have everything sparkling. You saw me cleaning before you came.
Yes, I did.
So don't clean those coins. Do not take the Clorox.
No.
Or you've seen like the soda bottle challenge where you put the penny in it.
Yes.
Don't do that. Go in, see Stephanie and the family. It's a family-owned business.
Yes.
So that's the other thing. You're able to support not just a small business, but a family-owned business. Mom just texted in.
Yep.
You have your brother that works there. Your kids grew up there. You have dogs for people to be able to visit with.
Exactly.
And you guys are taking the proper precautions as well in store. Wear
yes,
your masks.
Wear your, yes, definitely.
Stay home if you don't feel well, but come out and check what Emerald Coast Coins has for you if you're a collector, or maybe if you have that silver or gold that you want to just have checked out. And I'm sure when people come in too, you can take a look at it. And then if it's, you're like, you know what, just wait.
Yeah.
I can tell just by getting to know you, you're like, hey, let's put the pause. But let is... Oh. somebody said that you need to get. Is that a corgi? That is too sweet. But I love that you guys just have this family-oriented business. Apparently, one of our listeners wants y'all to get a corgi as well. I absolutely love that. We are animal-friendly.
Yes, we are.
Animal, we have coin knowledge. We know, don't clean your coins. We can get something special for our loved ones. Stay up to date. Give them a call. What's that number that they can call down at the store?
The number is 473-1515, and our store location is 1811 Creighton Road.
All right. And I've driven by plenty of times. I can't wait to come in and see you.
Awesome.
Stephanie, thank you so much.
Thank you.